From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes reports in the Albany Times-Union that as Greene County gets ready to break ground on a new county jail, those opposed to the project are launching their largest protest May 5th. Every story written about the jail cites a different cost for the project, and Greene County legislators have never said exactly how much taxes will go up and services will be cut to pay for the project. The Times-Union says it is a $47 million project paid for by a $39 million USDA loan at 3.5% interest and $8 million in taxpayer funds, with at least $2.2 million a year of taxpayer money going to the county's debt service for the next 30 years. Lori Torgensen, a former county legislator who also worked for the State Division of Criminal Justice Services and served as director of statewide reentry, said the total cost to Greene County taxpayers is closer to $70 million. She said, and I quote, "Does this make sense to strap a poor community with a bill like this when there are alternatives? Look, nothing is done until it's done. At what point is it fiscally irresponsible and reckless to spend that much money on something just because you started it?" End quote. Since April 2018, when the old jail was closed in Catskill, the county has been paying money to other counties to house prisoners. But the sheriff's office did not lay off any deputies after the jail was shut down, so taxpayers are paying more. Patrick Linger, chairman of the county legislature, said the project will be built starting in May. He said, and I quote, "Everyone's opinion was listened to. Everything that was brought to us was taken into consideration," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media. The property taxes are going up in Hudson as Mayor Rick Rector, April 26, for a second time, vetoed Common Council legislation to throw out the much larger assessment from GAR Associates. The Common Council voted to reject the preliminary assessment roll 8-3, a veto-proof majority, but does not have time to vote before the new assessments take effect May 1st. Rector wrote, and I quote, "The state has delegated exclusive authority to the assessor to assess real property and prepare the assessment roll. Thus, neither the Common Council nor the mayor have jurisdiction over the assessment process and have no legal authority to set the assessment roll," end quote. Many citizens complaining about the large increases in their assessments of property value have threatened lawsuits to overturn the decisions. Melanie Lekachevic reports for the Greenville Pioneer that Greenville voters May 21st are faced with a 0.98% tax levy increase on the school budget and two open seats on the school board. The current board needs approval on a budget of $31,337,618, a 2.64% increase from last year. But different towns within the Greenville School District will be taxed at different rates. The Greenville School District's business official, Robert Benn, said, and I quote, "It all depends on the equalization rates that are set in the summer and the assessed values that are set in the summer. Depending on what town you live in, that could be an increase for some and a decrease for others," end quote. Superintendent of Schools Tammy Sutherland said, and I quote, "We are very happy with the budget. It balances our commitment to students and programs that we offer and our fiscal health in the district, as well as our commitment to the taxpayers to be fiscally efficient," end quote. The budget cuts one elementary school teacher position and adds health and physical education staff and a buildings and grounds department position. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Chris Bragg reports in the Albany Times-Union that though lobbyists in New York must now disclose all sorts of information about which public officials they are seeking to persuade, many of those lobbyists are ignoring the new rules. Jacobs' new requirements took effect January 1st and mandate lobbyists tell the names of state lawmakers, agency employees, or local elected officials that are lobbying. But the third highest grossing firm in New York, Bolton St. John's, has not disclosed lobbying any lawmakers or agency officials this year as of last week, according to public filings on the State Joint Commission on Public Ethics website. The lobbying company is led by Giorgio De Rosa, the father of Governor Andrew Cuomo's top aide, secretary to the governor, Melissa De Rosa. Project Sunlight, a database hosted by the State Office of General Services, reports that Giorgio DeRosa has attended 6 meetings so far this year with Cuomo administration officials concerning contracts with the Office of Information Technology Services and one with the State Gaming Commission. And DeRosa met with the Department of Public Service about a regulatory matter. Kaeser Consulting, the top-grossing New York lobbying firm in 2018, is also not complying with many of the new rules, which are meant to create more transparency in Albany. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.